And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
The Evangelical Lutheran religion is no longer Norway's official religion. Norway, which is one of the few developed countries to still have a state religion, passed the final hurdle Thursday to separate the Protestant Lutheran Church from the state, Parliament said. The move, which requires changes to Norway's constitution, was approved by Parliament a second time Thursday in what was a formality after lawmakers voted through with overwhelming support on Monday, with 161 votes in favour and just 3 opposing votes. When parliamentarians were asked to confirm that result on Thursday, no one was opposed, said Parliament spokesman Torid Norring, pointing out that this meant the initial vote was confirmed and Parliament would begin making the necessary changes to the constitution. The change will officially come into effect on June the 15th, Norring said. Everyone in Norway seems to be happy with the new arrangement. The Evangelical Lutheran religion will no longer be the state's official religion, Parliament wrote in a statement, pointing out that the church would receive public financing on par with other religious and belief-based societies. It stressed, though, that the Norwegian church will continue to have a special basis in the constitution and the state will be built upon our Christian and humanistic heritage. The Norwegian church, which supported the change, counts nearly 4 million of Norway's 4.7 million inhabitants as members. In practice, the change will give the church the authority to name its own bishops and deans without having to bow to the government's final say on such issues as the situation stands today. The current requirement for at least half of all government ministers to be members of the church will also be scrapped, and even the Minister of Church Affairs will no longer need to belong to the church. The royal family will, however, still be required to belong to the Evangelical Lutheran Church. After 4 meetings over the past 18 months, the Anglican Church in North America and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod rejoice in affirming core teachings of the Christian faith they share. The two church bodies, together with the Lutheran Church Canada, have jointly released a report summarizing the areas of agreement. Leaders from the two church bodies began meeting in the autumn of 2010 to discuss theological and ecumenical issues for the purpose of increasing the level of mutual understanding and affirmations between them, and identifying potential areas of cooperative work. Because the Anglican Church in North America includes congregations in Canada as well as in the United States, a representative from Lutheran Church Canada, an LCMS partner church, also participated in the discussions. In a time when there is widespread failure to recognize the biblical teaching regarding the creation of man and woman and their biblical roles, life issues, and other grave challenges that society faces, it is a joy to find a group of Christians within the Anglican Church in North America who affirm this biblical teaching and who desire to cooperate in externals with the Missouri Synod in upholding the biblical natural law in society, said the Reverend Dr. Matthew C. Harrison, president of the LCMS. Our churches share much in common in the confession of the ecumenical creeds, but we also have differences in doctrinal belief. Herman Sass noted that churches who can honestly discuss where they have disagreements in doctrine are in fact closer to each other than churches who cannot discuss such matters. With the Anglican Church in North America, the Missouri Synod can discuss both where we need to seek more agreement and where we have sufficient agreement to cooperate in externals. May Christ bless His church and work unity in both doctrine and practice. The themes of the discussions included the background and identity of our churches, authority in the church, theological and societal changes facing the church, and the practice of ministry, worship, and catechesis. The report on discussions includes a statement on the beliefs the church bodies have in common. These include a shared belief in the triune God as confessed in the Apostles, Nicene and Athanasian creeds, justification by grace through faith, the centrality of the sacraments for the Christian faith, and the infallibility of Scripture. The report also outlines areas about which the church bodies plan to engage in for further discussion and study. These include the value of authoritative theological confessions, matters of ecclesiology and the offices of ministry, the understanding of Christ's presence in the Lord's Supper, and differing views on the usage of Western liturgy. It is a great blessing to be walking alongside the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We share an unwavering commitment to the authority of Scripture and have been able to support each other as we take a bold stand for the historic faith. It's been a particular joy for me to come to know President Matthew Harrison. We look forward to continuing our work together for the gospel through prayers, evangelism, dialogue, encouragement of one another, and joint efforts to help those in need, said the Most Reverend Robert Duncan, Archbishop and Primate of the Anglican Church in North America. The Reverend Dr. Robert Bugby, President of the Lutheran Church Canada, added, "Because the Anglican Church in North America includes congregations and pastors in our country, as well as the Lutheran U.S., Lutheran Church Canada is deeply grateful for the opportunity to send a representative and to be involved in these discussions. Despite the decay in foundational Christian teaching among mainline churches in North America, the Lord is opening doors for us to encourage each other, to root our work in the apostolic gospel of Christ and in the scriptures as God's infallible word. Our people in Canada will continue to follow this story with interest and with their prayers." Lutherans and other religious groups across Pennsylvania have protested to the government about proposals to end a Depression-era program that provides about $200 a month for tens of thousands of disabled adults who can't work. The coalition of more than 100 groups, including the Lutheran, Catholic, Methodist, Unitarian, Universalist, and Jewish groups, released the letter supporting the continuation for the General Assistance cash benefit as negotiations start on state budget for the fiscal year beginning in July. "Our primary interest and concern is hunger, but hunger is just a symptom of other needs and challenges for our people. So we see the elimination of general assistance as majorly impacting people's ability to access shelter and food," the Reverend Royman, director of the Lutheran Advocacy Ministry in Pennsylvania, said Tuesday. "It's a small amount of money that's going to have a devastating effect for people who are on the margins and don't have other resources." A spokesman for House Majority Leader said that the chamber's Republican leadership had no plans to change the initial proposal by Governor Tom Corbett to eliminate the program, and a spokesman for Corbett said the Republican had not changed his mind about eliminating it. "It's unfortunate, but taken as a whole, it's a very small part of the public welfare budget," spokesman Kevin Harley said. The Corbett administration repeatedly has said that the state's spending on programs for the poor is unsustainable, and general assistance is a target for elimination because federal mandates make it difficult to control spending on other programs for the poor. In the letter, the groups say helping people who need money to pay for shelter, addiction recovery, program fees and other basic needs until they get back on their feet saves society money by keeping people out of hospitals, jails and homeless shelters. "The benefit is a hand up, not a hand out," the group said. "We urge you to ensure that our state budget reflects our values by restoring general assistance in its entirety, or at a minimum to restore key components," the group said. "General assistance protects those most in need and saves taxpayers money. People who are eligible include disabled or sick adults who don't have young children, domestic violence survivors, adults participating in intensive alcohol or drug treatment programs." My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
You are listening to Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.